You ever heard a person called mule-headed?
Yeah.
That means the same thing?
Yeah.
Or bull-headed?
Yeah, bull-headed.
Mm-hmm. And what about a person that you just can't joke with without him losing his temper? You say he's mighty what? Would you say, have you ever heard people say he's mighty touchy?
Yeah.
Something like that? Or have you ever heard anybody say he's mighty feisty?
Yeah.
Mean about the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about talking about a person like that? You might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad, fall down.
Yeah.
Like that.
Uh-huh. And what about talking about a person like that who's just about to lose his temper and you don't want him to? You tell him, well, now just keep
quiet.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe just keep calm.
Yeah.
What about if you've been working hard all day, you say in the evening you're very
tired. Mm-hmm.
And if you're very, very tired, you're all what?
Give out.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard give out referred to any other way?
Yeah, but I don't know.
What about worn out?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah.
What about if you hear somebody is in the hospital, you might say, well, yesterday he was looking fine. When was it he
got sick?
Okay. And you might say, if you're talking about, let's say you're going somewhere, and you're not in any particular kind of hurry to get there, and somebody asks when you're going to get there, you say, well, we'll be there
in a little while.
A little while. You hear people around here say, by and by.
Yeah, I've heard that, Mark.
Okay. What about if somebody got overheated and chilled and their eyes and nose start running, you'd say they caught a
cold? Mm-hmm.
And if it affected his voice so that he talked peculiar, you'd say he's a little
poor.
Uh-huh. And if I do this, you'd say I've got a little
cold.
Uh-huh. And I might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
give out. Worn out, sleepy.
Okay. Okay. But at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll
ready to get up. I'll
wake up.
And
if you're talking about somebody else, you might say, "Well, he's still sleeping. You better go
wake him up."
Okay. And what about if there's some medicine on the bedside table next to your wife's bed? You might come in back in the room and see it's still there. You might ask her, "Well, why didn't you
take that medicine?" Mm-hmm.
Okay, talking about you take it now, but yesterday you...
I took it.
Uh-huh, and you have...
Took it.
Okay. If a person can't hear well, you say he's getting a little what?
Hard, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or if he can't hear at all, he's stoned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you're working in the summertime out in the hot sun, it won't be long before you begin to do what?
Wet.
Uh-huh. And you might say, well...
Perspire.
Yeah, okay, perspire. Or... You would say, well, look at him. He's sure
a lot. He got hot.
And sweat a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call these places that come up on some people's skin? They're kind of reddish and have a little white spot right in the middle. That's a what?
Well, mosquito bite.
Okay, or if this just comes up without being bit. Some people have to mash those things, you know? What do you call that?
Pimple,
or do people call them boils?
Yeah.
Or
rising.
And when you mash that, the stuff that drains out, what's that white stuff called?
Pus.
Uh-huh. And if a bee bites your hand so that it gets bigger, you say your hand did what?
Four.
Uh-huh. Okay. And if a person is chopping some wood with an axe and he's not used to that type of work, he'll probably get a... What is it that you call that liquid right under the skin that forms under a blister? What is it?